overcast and temperatures in the low 70s in the Northwoods with WXPR News at 106. I'm Ben Meyer. Several local sheriffs and police chiefs are saying they won't enforce Governor Tony Evers' statewide mask mandate, which goes into effect tomorrow. Sheriffs in Oneida, Vilas, and Forest counties won't enforce the mandate from the Evers administration. It calls for people to wear masks in indoor settings except for private homes. The Oneida County Sheriff's Office views the mandate as unconstitutional, according to Captain Terry Hook.
Well, we believe that this was an order that was put out by the governor. It did not come through the legislature. It's not a law. So that is why, that's part of our opinion about why we believe it violates the Constitution.
In Vilas County, Sheriff Joe Fath found out about the mandate through the media.
It would have been nice to know that this was coming.
He encourages people to follow the governor's order when they think it's appropriate, but his deputies won't be enforcing it.
We just don't have enough officers or resources to start becoming the mask police in Vilas County.
Phillips Police Chief Michael Hawshield won't enforce it either.
They just don't want to wear the mask. That's their God-given right. So I don't want to come in here and enforce people that they have to wear the mask, you know, when I don't think it's just.
Forest County also won't enforce the order, and WXPR is still waiting to hear from Langlade, Lincoln, Price, and Iron counties, as well as several police departments. Evers put in the order yesterday, saying mask wearing can help slow the spread of COVID-19 as cases continue to rise in Wisconsin.
And folks, the science and public health experts are telling us that face coverings and masks can save lives.
Park Falls Police Chief Jerry Ernst said he thought the order would likely get reversed by court action.
Several sheriffs and police chiefs asked the public not to call them with mask complaints and tie up emergency lines. The State Natural Resources Board got a collective earful from the public during a special meeting yesterday after they adopted deer season quotas last month. But few local counties will see their quotas changed. The plan includes reduced antlerless quotas in 11 northern forested counties, including Oneida, Vilas, Lincoln, Langlade, Florence, Marinette, and other counties. Ken Krall reports.
Reports indicate former board member Dave Clausen filed a complaint saying the June 24th action was allegedly done by walking quorum or a decision discussed outside public review. More than an hour of public testimony challenged the decision, most saying the board ignored the recommendations of local deer advisory groups, or CDACs. A Marathon County CDAC member, Paul Daigle.
This action was unprecedented, not transparent, not supported by the CDACs, and not based upon the deer metrics, and had not received public input. We're deeply disappointed and frustrated in this unexpected action of the NRB.
Other CDAC members expressed similar complaints, saying the June 24th action undermined the work done by the local advisory groups. While keeping most of the June 24th action, the board voted 6-1 to change the antlerless quotas in four northern counties, Bayfield, Burnett, Douglas, and Sawyer, to earlier DNR recommendations. Some counties have two needs. In Oconto and Marinette counties, the southern agricultural portions see an abundance of deer, while the northern forested areas find far fewer deer. The board action last month was meant to address the forested counties dropping deer numbers, but CDAC members said they, too, were following the metrics. Ken Krall, WXPR News.
Ascension Wisconsin Spirit Medical Transport is hosting a blood drive next week to help the Community Blood Center get badly needed blood supplies. Ascension EMS Outreach Coordinator Matt Thompson tells us more.
Well, we wanted to help the Community Blood Center and the communities we serve once we learned that many of our local blood drives were canceled over the last few months due to the pandemic. So we wanted to host a blood drive and help them out. So we're doing so on Tuesday, August 4th from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And that's going to be at our Spirit 2 helicopter hangar on the campus of Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff.
Thompson says Ascension is making an extra effort so donation can be done safely with personal protective equipment. One donation can save up to 3 lives. The donation also helps the Spirit aircraft and ambulances.
We like to have as many tools as possible in our ambulances and our aircraft available for patients losing large amounts of blood. Now, that could be due to a trauma situation or a gastrointestinal situation or anywhere that you might be losing large amounts of blood. And every one of our ambulances and aircraft carry 2 units of universal O negative blood.
To schedule an appointment, contact Community Blood Center or Spirit. You can also register online at communityblood.org. Walk-in donations are welcome based on availability. In your forecast for this afternoon, sunny skies with a high of 79 degrees, patchy fog overnight tonight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 54 degrees. 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms roll in tomorrow afternoon with a high near 81. Sunday, high reaching just 66 degrees. Programming on WXPR is brought to you in part by our day sponsor, Bob Wheeler of Naperville and Three Lakes. And you're listening during WXPR's Summer Membership Pledge Drive. We would love to take your pledge of support right now to show your support for WXPR. Give us a call at 715-362-6000 or go online at WXPR.org. You're listening to WXPR News.